www.thebeatmaker.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
What are we struggling with right now? You know, America right now is struggling with so much with their health. We're one of the sickest nations, but yet we've got some of the strongest research going on. And it's amazing to see the breakthroughs. We're going to be talking about some of these breakthroughs a little bit later on this hour. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Well, I have a question around sexual response and hysterectomy.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay, after having a hysterectomy, the orgasms are not as intense, and then sometimes you have, you know, to go to the restroom a lot more often. Is there anything that you can do to alleviate one and improve the other?
Improve the other. Well, it just depends. Did it start right after the hysterectomy, or did it come sometime later? Was any of this happening before at all?
No, it's all after.
Okay, how long after?
Probably pretty much right after, you know, the libido, ovaries, uterus, cervix, all gone, along with the thyroid.
Yeah. They took the thyroid, too?
In a different period of time, but ultimately I had a carcinoma of the thyroid. So
okay.
And it just happened within a year or two of each other.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there's several things you can do. I mean, it really comes down, libido comes around testosterone more than anything. And yeah, and so have you had those levels checked with your physician to see what the numbers are in the blood test?
Oh, absolutely, and they're in quote unquote the normal range.
Okay, so then.
But since I don't have anything to compare to it, I mean, if normal is 1 to 5, and I was a 5, and now I'm a 2, you know, I'm in the normal range, but it's what I need to be me, in a sense.
Right,
or,
I know. Yeah,
you know, so.
I gotcha. Well, there's a couple things herbal that you can look into, and maca root has a really good response with women that have low libido post hysterectomy. So the maca root, tribulus, those are two really, really good that a lot of research is on that women get really good response with. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral, believe it or not, that men blow through pretty strongly just because it makes testosterone. And we use so much of it because it's one of our primary hormones. But women need it too. And stress levels in life can yield low zinc levels. I mean, it's very, very common. You don't have to take a lot of it as a female, but you can pretty much probably look into what's on the label, whatever brand you buy, and they're going to have pretty much the dosage and whatnot that you'll need to look into. And it doesn't take much. I mean, a deficiency with zinc can happen pretty easily, but also can be remedied pretty easily as well. So that's something, if you want to look into that, would be helpful. Now, the other is when it comes to the frequent urination. That's a different animal. A lot of times B vitamins can be depleted, and that can cause it. But it could be the way they did the surgery, and there could be some result as of the surgery. That's one of those things where, unless you're clinically with somebody, it's tough to tell. So it's going to be one of those deals where you can start working on some of the B vitamins, like vitamin B1, thiamine, pyrophosphate, see if that helps at all, see if it makes any difference. But yeah, I know you're saying because of the surgery, and I don't ever like to say something's permanent, and I don't know that it is. But that's one of those tough calls that, I mean, with us being here on the radio, it's too quick, and it's one of those things where a physician really needs to see you on that. and continually monitor you, just because it's important. It's not one of those deals where I can suggest things. You can go talk to your health food store people, and they can look up some things for you to check out. I mean, dietary-wise, you want to cut down inflammation in the body no matter what. That's a given. So you want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, that can help. Getting your adrenals healthy, that can help. There's a lot of things that can help that situation, but a hysterectomy is no joke. You know, a lot of times we try to paint a picture that's no big deal, that a lot of women have it done, and they do, but it still does a number on the body. It does. But there's not a reason you can't recover and do very, very well. The libido, I think, is the least of your concerns. That's pretty easy to recover. Supplements and more exercise, meaning if you'll work out and exercise with some weight training, even 3 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week even, that'll make a big difference in the libido. It'll make a big, big difference in the way that you feel, and it'll make a big difference just all the way around. I think everybody will be happy on that end. Now, the urination, though, that is something you really got to watch. Juniper berries are really good, too, by the way. I don't think I said that. But juniper berries have been known to be very, very helpful in those cases, especially post-surgery. I would even go see an osteopathic physician, look into some of those things, and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carlos now. Carlos, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, thanks for getting me on the air. I appreciate that. I know how busy you are and how many calls you get. I just wanted to ask you about, I don't know if it's so much joint inflammation that I have in my knees and elbows and shoulders as it is tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of joint pain, mostly in my elbows and my shoulders, and a lot of it's due to repetitive work that I do. And then my knee is just, you know, ACL reconstruction that I had 15 years ago, so I know what I can explain that. But as far as the elbows and the shoulders, I don't know what's going on. I've had my blood drawn. Everything's fine. I went to an endocrinologist. Everything was fine. So I'm just trying to look for some kind of natural pain relief, you know, besides, you know, I also have lower back problems too, besides taking painkillers and sports creams and that type of stuff.
When did it start?
It probably started about a year ago.
Okay. All of a sudden?
I wouldn't say all of a sudden. First it started in my left elbow, and then it's, you know, progressively went into my right elbow, and now it's now starting to begin in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the lack of muscle, if I've lost muscle mass or not, or if it's other muscles trying to compensate for this or that, this joint or the other. So I'm just trying to look for something that maybe give me some kind of pain relief without having to take the prescription pills and pain, you know, painkillers and sports creams.
No, I know. And it can get annoying. It gets old because you're like, what is your age?
I'm going on 39.
Yeah, so you're young. So, I mean, you're way too young to be feeling that dang old, right, as they say in the song.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got to get rid of the pains and the aches and all. Let me do this. We're going to go into a commercial break right now. But when we come out, I've got some questions for you. When you got multiple joint pain like that, we call it multi-joint pain, where it's showing up in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and even in the low back. There's several things it could be. I just need to dig a little bit and ask you some questions. So hang on for just a moment. We'll go into this commercial break. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 6, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1677.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1718.80, $859.40 for a half ounce, or $429.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1718.80, $859.40, and $429.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Even the website, where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, Carlos, we were talking with going in the break, dealing with a lot of multi-joint pain, as we call it, to elbows, knees, shoulders, and you said it started about a year and a half ago. Is that right, Carlos?
Right, but the back was 5 years ago, and that was an on-the-job-related injury. So.
Okay, I got you. So the other ones have just kind of creeped in as time has gone on, and you're 39, really young, and you're thinking, man, I just don't want to feel like this. Definitely don't want to take medication. What medication did you say you were taking?
I'm on hydrocodone, 10-5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
That's for the back pain, and, of course, it doesn't always alleviate my...
So taking the medication, and what other changes have you made? Have you made any diet changes?
Diet-wise, big time. I mean, I've really cut down on the processed foods. I mean, every now and then I'll have some. You know, I take a dinner to work, but it's either a healthy choice or a Stouffer's. I've really ate more fruit, cantaloupe, pineapple, oranges, apples, put a lot more fruit in my diet, and probably a lot more vegetables in my diet than I used to have.
Okay.
I've cut down on the chicken, red meat, and potato chips. That used to be one of my biggest vices.
Right. Well, that's good. And so you're still having a lot of the joint pain. Have you increased your omega-3 fats, that sort of thing?
I do take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Taking the gel caps?
Yes.
Yeah, I would ditch the gel caps. I would ditch those. They don't really work.
Okay.
And the oil itself is amazing. So okay. The actual oil, like a tablespoon of cod liver oil, is going to do night and day what's going on in the gel cap. So if you've got that much joint pain, you might even want to consider a couple of tablespoons a day for a short period of time, a couple of months. You might want to consider that and just look into it. Talk to your local health food store folks and and come up with that. Every brand's different on how much to take. But, yeah, you know, just depending on what label and what, you know, company you go with. But that's something to look into because that really helps the joint pain, and it's amazing at how that works. Hey, tell me, dietary, you cut out the junk food. What does that look like?
As far as?
Well, like give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll kind of be the judge of, you know, what's good.
Breakfast, I either 3 to 4 boiled eggs and an apple, and I pretty much don't veer off from that. That's pretty much breakfast typical.
Okay.
For lunch, I'll have a chicken sandwich and maybe a small thing of fries. And then the dinner is usually, like I said, a Stouffer's dinner or healthy choice. And then my snacks in between is usually either a cup of cantaloupe and or a cup of pineapple and or an orange and or an apple. Usually I take all of them depending on what I have in the fridge. So.
Sure, I got you. Have you gone, when you're a physician, they've done blood work, have they checked for rheumatoid?
I don't believe so.
Okay. When's the last time you've been over to your doctor?
The last time was about 4 months ago.
Okay. There's a couple of tests they can run if they haven't run them. One, well, I would check on your, did you do your vitamin D? Did they check that?
No, they didn't.
All right, here's the deal. When you've got, we call multi-joint pain, typical diagnosis, somebody comes in, your same symptoms, and certain blood tests can get run that can be really beneficial. One is rheumatoid factor. It'll kind of be one of the clues to let you know if rheumatoid is even a possibility. The other one is the ANA test. And these are just basic tests. I mean, if you tell your doctor that you want to get checked for rheumatoid and joint pain, they'll do all these tests. Uric acid is another one that they'll check. And vitamin D. If they don't check vitamin D, tell them you want to have vitamin D looked at. A lot of times with low vitamin D, and most people are, when you get low vitamin D levels like 15 to 20, you're going to start seeing multi-joint pain. It just is what it is. And vitamin D is so important. It's like the wonder nutrient that our body needs. You want to keep those numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test. And that's going to be a key. I would definitely have that done and get those tests and have your physician look at those with you. I think it'll be a real clue with what's going on. And the diet, might want to get real serious with the diet. I mean, I realize you're doing pretty good. Don't get me wrong. However, when you get into the fries, and if you do that on a daily basis, or you do kind of the frozen dinners a little bit, see, they've got a lot of gluten in them. The one component, well, two really, when you've got joint pain, to cut out inflammation from the digestive tract, two things you definitely want to do. One is cut out most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, because they contain that protein in them called gluten. And gluten will just literally wreak havoc on your body, especially with inflammation, joint pain, and any kind of pain-related condition. So I would steer clear and just be a little bit careful of that. Also, dairy products. Cow's milk dairy can be the worst when you've got arthritis or joint pain, and that can be milk, yogurt, kefir, whatever, cow's milk base. Now, goat's milk is fine, and also the coconut milk is really good, too. So if you need dairy, you like it, you crave it, whatever, then those can be great, I guess, alternatives or great other options for you to look at. But, yeah, I mean, it's cod liver oil makes a big difference, and I would get the blood test done because you're not eating horrible. I mean, it's not like you had fast food at every meal, but there's some things to modify. And when you have joint pain that just kind of comes on like that and it's kind of in multi areas, you always want to start thinking, do I have a little bit of rheumatoid going on? Is it osteoarthritis? Probably not, because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. It's where the body's attacking itself. And it could be stress, and it could be mental as well, meaning that you're going through things or whatever. And sometimes that can show itself up as joint pain. Now, the injury you had 5 years ago, I don't think probably related, but I would definitely have that looked at, get the blood work done. Proof's in the pudding. That's why I love blood work. You hear me talk about it all the time here on the show. And I've got a lot of hunches, and just you're able to put two and two together when you've seen a lot of things. But the blood work is the key. It's the major, one of the major tests that will give you the clues to lead you down the right path. And it's so great because your primary care physician will be able to look at that and know right away what the root cause is. But the dietary things, without a doubt, when you've got multi-pain, elimination is the key. Cutting down food sensitivities will give you a great clue into what's going on.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
care and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-310-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First of all, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Well, thanks, darling.
And the problem I have is my mother. She has what they call aortic stenosis.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's anything we can do to dissolve the calcification to keep that valve open. Rather than surgery?
Yeah, there's different thoughts on that. I mean, the thought is there's a couple of theories. One theory is no, okay? And the other theory is that if someone doesn't have enough vitamin D over a long period of time, it causes the free calcium just to be in the body to build up and create plaque. And so not monitoring the vitamin D for a long period of time could be the culprit. And giving someone vitamin D during a time where that happens, I mean, unfortunately, if it gets to the place where they're saying it's blocked or they're saying it's causing aortic stenosis, it can be a real challenge. I mean, one thing you can do is use vitamin D and talk to your doctor about it, get the blood test done, check the values and all that kind of thing. But I wouldn't do it without checking the blood work and, of course, talking to her physician for sure. But, I mean, it's one thing that you can look into because it controls all the calcium in the body, the absorption, that is. And when vitamin D stays low, which a lot of people it is, for a period of time, then it can cause issues with calcium absorption and weird things can kind of happen. So that's one thing to look into. I mean, her diet needs to be really, really good. That's a given. And even if it's been bad or poor for many years, it's okay. Today's a brand new day. I mean, she needs to be doing everything she can today to make it happen. And I would encourage you to, I mean, has she made any changes, or are we just kind of, you're just now kind of reaching out and looking into it?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking into it now because it's gotten to the point, you know, where it's like pretty calcified.
Yeah, I would do that. I would ask the doctor to run a vitamin D test, look at her values, and then you could consider looking into taking, she would want to take vitamin D3. If you guys look into it and talk to the doctor about it, they may even write a prescription for you. The prescription stuff is okay. I like a bioidentical vitamin D3 a little bit better. I think it absorbs better, a little bit more potent, and easier on the body, especially on the kidneys. So that's something to look into.
Bioidentical?
Yeah, it's a bioidentical vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. And it's really, really good. I mean, you could go to, and there's, we talk about all the different supplements there, and kind of, that would be one thing to look into, but don't do that until she's had a blood test, please. I'm just telling you, it's very important. You don't want to take vitamin D3 just to take it. I mean, you always want to make sure there's a need for it. You also want to make sure that you're monitoring the values, because it is fat soluble, and it can become toxic and build up. It takes a lot to do it, but it's always good to make sure to look into, you know, just a simple blood test. But her diet is a key. I'm telling you, for any type of heart-related disease at all, it's eating a proper diet is important. Now, eggs, one of the top cholesterol-lowering anti-plaque type foods we have, whole organic eggs are very, very good for just overall body health, of course, one of the best proteins you can put in the body, but also it's very good for heart health. That's something to consider as she's going through that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about all these kind of principles, especially heart health and things to reduce inflammation in the body. I think it would be maybe a great resource and give you some good info along the way. The one thing is don't let her get discouraged, and definitely don't let her, you know, lose any hope in the matter, because the body is amazing. It's resilient, and as much as it can get sick, it can also get well. And just don't lose hope in that, and keep pushing and keep fighting and keep looking for answers. But her foundation has to be her nutrition, no doubt about it. We can look for supplements and we can look for anything else, and she can consider that, but she has to get her nutrition right. It has to be. I mean, that's the first thing. You know, you are what you eat, just like my grandma said. And it's true. You really are. It makes a big difference, okay? Keep me posted. Hot weather worsens memory in MS patients. WebMD reported, it says, as winter drags on, most of us are pining for summer. But for many patients with multiple sclerosis, hotter temperatures may not be so welcome, as they bring worsening symptoms. Now, new research finds this may be especially true for some of the least well-understood symptoms of the disease, thinking and memory problems. When researchers tested the memories and information processing abilities of MS patients and people without the difference at differing points throughout the year, they found that MS patients perform worse on the cognitive test in warmer seasons. No seasonal difference was seen in test performance among people without multiple sclerosis. So the study is the first to document the impact of hotter temperatures on memory and thinking function in MS patients, says neuropsychologist and study co-author James Sumowski. And they said the study was presented in April at the 63rd annual of the American Academy of Neurology in Honolulu, Hawaii. So great research coming out. MS, obviously a challenge that many people deal with, many people struggle with, and finding different ways to be able to manage that and to avoid flaring up the symptoms or causing any more drama with it is always a good thing. Another thing that's really important with MS is the lactose milk sugar, and how it helps, through research we found, how it helps slow down the breaking down of the myelin. That myelin sheath is the protective coating of a nerve. And one of the things with multiple sclerosis is it's sclerotic. It's sclerosis beginning with the myelin sheath, and melting that away from around the nerve can be a real challenge to our bodies in so many ways when somebody's struggling with that disease. So something else to consider. An Albanian proverb is our quote for the day. It says, when you have given nothing, ask for nothing. That's interesting. The repealing healthcare law will cost about $210 billion. Now, the agency which analyzes the cost in various legislation for U.S. lawmakers said the main difference in the two estimates was mainly because they cover 10-year periods. Interesting. A lot going on with healthcare law. Got to stay on top of that, as it's going to be changing probably rapidly each and every day. Email came in. Vera in Tallahassee, Florida writes, I'm 36-year young working mom. Lately, it seems like no matter what time I go to bed, I'm exhausted when I get up. What do you think could cause this? Vera, if you're feeling that way, 36 years young, and you're feeling tired no matter what, a lot of times it can be the thyroid gland. Hypothyroidism is a low, hypo means low, low-functioning thyroid could be the culprit with what you have going on. The thyroid function changes in women a lot quicker than it does in men. And it might be something you want to go see your primary care physician and see exactly what's going on. Just because they can do a simple blood test, you check TSH, T3, T4, and get a good picture of what's going on exactly within your body. Because, man, I'm telling you, thyroid conditions can come on so quickly, and you get tired, and all kinds of things happen, and you don't know what in the world's going on. And it's easy to maintain if you figure it out. They can use medication, or there's a lot of natural things you can do for the thyroid, such as iodine, tyrosine, and specific dietary recommendations that can support the thyroid, even to the point where you might not need the medication, which is interesting. A lot of protocols like that we talk about at asaandrew.com. And, of course, we'll talk about it here on the show. A lot of things you can do. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, but we're going to Jack right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I heard your show last week driving back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I concurred with much of what you have to say. I'm a health professional, too. I'm in my 50s. And what I wanted to share with you was something I've never been able to really figure out. Since childhood, I've been constipated. I'm in my early 50s. I'm 170, 5'10". I eat a Mediterranean diet. But the only thing I found to help my constipation has actually been flax powder. So I use that in my diet. Hey, Jack, I'm on the phone. I got to go. I can't talk. Okay. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, since you're very versed in so many fields, I can't find a reason why the only thing that really helps me be normal is the flaxseed. And
has it been a lifelong, you said it was like almost a lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with, or is it recent?
No, it's since childhood. I'm thin. My parents, they're from Europe. I eat a Mediterranean diet, mostly fish. I follow actually the blood type diet. I don't eat processed foods because they never do well with me. No monosodium glutamate, no nitrates. No sulfates. I really eat a very healthy diet. I'm very physically active, but only in the last year have I been feeling easy in, you know, going to the bathroom. That's the only year. I just said, let's try the flaxseed. Flax oil, flaxseed. Nothing else seems to really help. And when they've done a colonoscopy, they find everything normal.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Do I have what?
Your gallbladder.
Yeah, I have my gallbladder.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Well, because the gallbladder, a lot of times if they have it taken out, someone has it taken out, that can be a real challenge. If you're having constipation like that, two things. One, there's a neurotransmitter that we use constantly called acetylcholine. When acetylcholine levels get low, a lot of times it can cause chronic constipation. So raising acetylcholine levels can be beneficial. The foods that do that are eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. And supplements that are really helpful for that, huperzine, galantamine, and phosphatidylcholine, something you might want to look into. And also eating a red beet at night right before bed.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Where do the most active people live? It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Where do most people that are active, where do they love to hang out in the world, not just in America? Well, they did a study, and they said that people in the South and the Appalachian region in America are least likely of all Americans to be physically active in their leisure time. The CDC, in a new report, reported. The CDC analyzed all countries in the country, all counties in the country, and found that many regions, more than 29% of adults, reported getting no physical activity or exercise at all, other than what they might get on the job. Now, states where residents were least likely to be physically active in leisure time. Go figure. Here we go. Today, why don't I let you answer that? Okay, I'll read it. Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and yes, TENNESSEE, Tennessee. Yep, it is. It's on the list. So, unbelievable. Least likely to be physically active in our leisure time. So it's time to get moving, I'm telling you. 7 prescriptions for health there at asaandrew.com. It doesn't cost you a penny to go read them. It might cost you a little bit to do them because you need to get off your duff and make it happen. This has got to be your year to get your health back where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your wife, your husband, it's time. But whatever happened to the days where we look forward to being active, where you get off work and you go play tennis, or you get done with school, younger people now are playing video games, they're constantly staying inside. What happened to the days of going out and playing flag football or tackle football or whatever you do, and basketball, and being active? You know, guys that go to play golf, of course you're going to ride in the carts because it's easy. What happens to going and walking 9 to 18 holes? Get out and get moving. You got to get off your duff and make it happen because we're getting sicker as a nation. And one of the biggest keys that we found to improving our health is moving. So check this out. States where residents south, we're really struggling right now. States where the residents are most likely to be active in their free time are California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The CDC says that a 2008 survey found that 25.4% of adults in the U.S. failed to spend any free time being physically active, which includes walking, gardening, golfing, and running. And yes, getting out and gardening can be one of the major issues. Just get out and just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just make it happen. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Now we're going to go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. What's up?
How do you do, sir? I hadn't listened to you before on the radio, and my wife told me about you, and I'd contact you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Shoulder, my left shoulder, gives me a problem in mobility, moving it in certain directions.
Okay.
And just wondered if somebody told me I'm having bursitis. When I asked or checked on the internet what bursitis was, it said all itis is just inflammation.
That's right.
So I thought, well, let's see what you'd have to say about this.
We need to kick in. Give me a little bit of background.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, just, I mean, give me some background on when it started, what the pain intensity is, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Give me a little bit of background on the shoulder itself.
Unless I move it in a certain position or direction, there's no pain at all. I can lay on it, lay on my side, and that's no problem. I can use it for carrying things and pulling things up and so on and so forth. It's just raising it up into a certain position, forwards, backwards, up, down. I'm 56, And
so there's been no trauma, there's been no injury.
No.
It just started hurting, right?
Right. And it, okay. and it has been intensifying over the period of probably the past 60, 90 days.
Okay. Right shoulder?
Left.
Left shoulder. Mm. All right, here's the deal. The shoulders can be real tricky. And everything from just a muscle instability, it can be anything from a deficiency in the body, meaning you could have low calcium levels, low vitamin D levels. It can be something simple as manganese. Manganese is a mineral that we have that we get in our foods, but a lot of times if we get deficient in it, it can start causing joint pain. Sulfur is another one. So those are some things to look into. Now, if you haven't injured it and it's just kind of hurting out of nowhere, I would go to your physician and just have them double check. Do a couple little tests, even like uric acid, rheumatoid factor. They can look at ANA. There's several blood tests that they can do just to check into that. And if the pain continues, you might want to have them look into a physical therapy. Because physical therapy, the range of motion and the exercises they can put you through can be very helpful too. Now here's a little thing that we found with shoulders over the years is the bicep tendon. The bicep tendon, if it slightly gets out of the groove, you'll have stability of the shoulder and you can move the shoulder. But if you get it into that one little spot where you raise it over your head or you rotate it internally or externally, it can catch and it's just unbelievable amount of pain in that bicep tendon. Now, sometimes if you have plenty of calcium in the body, but you don't have enough vitamin D to absorb it, sometimes calcification can build up in that groove. And it can cause a lot of pain, almost like a bone spur. But it can build up and cause pain that's just excruciating. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen if I haven't really had any kind of major trauma? Well, that can happen a lot of different ways. That's why our body's made up of three different areas, mental, chemical, and structural. But with a shoulder like that that's catching, I would go have probably a physical therapist look at it. I would also have a physician look at it and get some blood work done and go from there. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to have producer Jay Patrick, chief engineer John Garrison. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.